And the king of Egypt said unto them, Wherefore do ye, Moses and Aaron, let the people from their works? Get you unto your burdens. And the taskmasters hasted them, saying, Fulfill your works, your daily tasks, as when there was straw. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them, and quite break down their images. Devise cunning works to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and to devise curious works to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass. And Moses said, Hereby ye shall know that the Lord hath sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of mine own mind. For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord thy God hath been with thee, thou hast lacked nothing. O Lord God, thou hast begun to show thy servant thy greatness and thy mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or in earth that can do according to thy works and according to thy might? Thou shalt surely give him, and thine heart shall not be grieved when thou gavest unto him, because that for this thing the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thy works, and in all that thou puttest thine hand unto. 7 days shalt thou keep a solemn feast unto the Lord thy God in the place which the Lord shall choose, because the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thine increase, and in all the works of thine hands, therefore thou shalt surely rejoice. And Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that overlived Joshua, and which had known all the works of the Lord that he had done for Israel. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel. And also all of that generation were gathered unto their fathers. And there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel, according to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me, and served other gods, so do they also unto thee. And Jonathan spake good of David unto Saul his father, and said unto him, Let not the king sin against his servant, against David, because he hath not sinned against thee, and because his works have been to thee word very good. For he was a widow's son of the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a worker in brass. And he was filled with wisdom and understanding and cunning to work all works in brass. And he came to King Solomon and wrought all his work. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoken unto the king. Them they told also to their father. Because they have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be kindled against this place, and shall not be quenched. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. All this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me, even all the works of this pattern. Then Eliezer, the son of Dodavah of Merisha, prophesied against Jehoshaphat, saying, Because thou hast joined thyself with Ahaziah, the Lord hath broken thy works. And the ships were broken, that they were not able to go to Tarshish. This same Hezekiah also stopped the upper watercourse of Gihon, and brought it straight down to the west side of the city of David. And Hezekiah prospered in all his works, because they have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be poured out upon this place, and shall not be quenched. My God, think thou upon Tobiah and Sanballat according to these their works, and on the prophetess Noadiah, and the rest of the prophets, that would have put me in fear. For they have not served thee in their kingdom, and in thy great goodness that thou gavest them, and in the large and fat land which thou gavest before them, neither turned they from their wicked works. Therefore he knoweth their works, and he overturneth them in the night, so that they are destroyed. Hearken unto this, O Job. Stand still, and consider the wondrous works of God. Dost thou know the balancings of the clouds, the wondrous works of him which is perfect in knowledge? Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. To the chief musician upon Muthleben, a psalm of David. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. The chief musician, a psalm of David. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving, and tell of all thy wondrous works. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them, and not build them up. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He fashioneth their hearts alike, he considereth all their works. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works! Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. To the chief musician, Eltasketh, a psalm or song of Asaph. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks. For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and forget his works and his wonders that he had showed them. For all this they sinned still, and believed not for his wondrous works. Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. Bless the Lord all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. They soon forgat his works. They waited not for his counsel, wondrous works in the land of Ham and terrible things by the Red Sea, but were mingled among the heathen and learned their works. Thus were they defiled with their own works and went a-whoring with their own inventions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. These see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. Praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth for ever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. I remember the days of old, I meditate on all thy works, I muse on the work of thy hands. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. If thou sayest, Behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? And he that keepeth thy soul, doth not he know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works? Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. I made me great works. I builded me houses. I planted me vineyards. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do. And behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. Wherefore I perceived that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his portion. For who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? For all this I considered my heart even to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God. No man knoweth either love or hatred by all that is before them. Go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry heart, for God now accepteth thy works. As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, Who seeth us, and who knoweth us? Behold, they are all vanity, their works are nothing, their molten images are wind and confusion. I will declare thy righteousness and thy works, for they shall not profit thee. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. For I know their works and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. And I will utter my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, and worshipped the works of their own hands. And now because ye have done all these works, saith the Lord, and I spake unto you, rising up early and speaking, but ye heard not, and I called you, but ye answered not. Inquire, I pray thee, of the Lord for us, for Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, maketh war against us. If so be that the Lord will deal with us according to all his wondrous works, that he may go up from us. And go not after other gods to serve them and to worship them, and provoke me not to anger with the works of your hands, and I will do you no hurt. Yet ye have not hearkened unto me, saith the Lord, that ye might provoke me to anger with the works of your hands to your own hurt. For many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of them also, and I will recompense them according to their deeds and according to the works of their own hands. In that ye provoke me unto wrath with the works of your hands, burning incense unto other gods in the land of Egypt, whither ye be gone to dwell, that ye might cut yourselves off, and that ye might be a curse and a reproach among all the nations of the earth. For because thou hast trusted in thy works and in thy treasures, thou shalt also be taken, and Chemosh shall go forth into captivity with his priests and his princes together. In all your dwelling places the city shall be laid waste, and the high places shall be desolate, that your altars may be laid waste and made desolate, and your idols may be broken and cease, and your images may be cut down, and your works may be abolished. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. Therefore hath the Lord watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all his works which he doeth, for we obeyed not his voice. The Lord has sworn by the excellency of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their works. And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. And God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. For the statutes of Omri are kept, and all the works of the house of Ahab, and ye walk in their counsels, that I should make thee a desolation, and the inhabitants thereof an hissing. Therefore ye shall bear the reproach of my people. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples, and then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which are done in you had been done in Tyre and Zidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shalt be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. And when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished, and said, Whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. To his servants, This is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries, and enlarge the borders of their garments. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, From whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? And King Herod heard of him, for his name was spread abroad, and he said, That John the Baptist was risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Zidon, which have been done in you, they had a great while ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. And when he was come nigh even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me, that the Father hath sent me. Then said they unto him, What shall we do, that we might work the works of God? His brethren therefore said unto him, Depart hence, and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do ye stone me? If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. And Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they made a calf in those days, and offered sacrifice unto the idol, and rejoiced in the works of their own hands. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds which she did. Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world, but showed first unto them of Damascus and of Jerusalem, and throughout all the coasts of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, For the children being not yet born, and neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone. And if by grace, then is it no more of works, otherwise grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then is it no more grace, otherwise work is no more work. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, Cursed is every one that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Works of the flesh are manifest, which are these, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body, but which becometh women professing godliness, with good works, reported of for good works, if she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she have washed the saints' feet, if she have relieved the afflicted, if she have diligently followed every good work. Likewise also the good works of some are manifest beforehand, and they that are otherwise cannot be hid. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. In all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will, that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. And let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers, and had sent them out another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works. Or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. I know thy works in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things that which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works, in the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works.